K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University coming to you on this Saturday, February 28th. Yes, sir. 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. What is my Garmin doing? Hang on a second here. Let me see. Yeah, so all things K-State sports, sorry. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball here in a minute, indoor track and field, women's tennis, they all played yesterday, and so much more. And I believe the track and field team is back in action again for day two of the Big 12 Championship meet down in Lubbock, Texas, and so much more. We cover just more than just football and men's basketball. There's other K-State sports out there, teams out there working hard, trying to do some good things around the campus of Kansas State University. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest postcast edition of the show. Baseball, this probably will come out either later tonight, because this game, I recorded game one already last night. So that was a shocker to come home to there as well. So this might be put off until Sunday, because tomorrow there is there's the women's basketball game tomorrow, the regular season finale, Iowa State, got that going on. So this might be, we might be playing two with baseball postcast tomorrow, because the finale of this three-game set, not a two-game series, is this afternoon, because probably they did that, probably because of the weather, the weather change. And it's supposed to be nice today. I think around the high 60s here in Kansas City, Missouri. Then tomorrow, yep, switches right back, baby. Spring, fake spring, however you want to call it, here in the Midwest. So it's supposed to be like in the low 30s, something like that tomorrow. So, and that's why I changed. That's why I changed my final double digit run. It's like, not going to be miserable. Not going to do that. But I'm doing that straight up after work. So we got a little prime time running afterwards. But anyway, speaking of prime time, last night in prime time, after getting upset in game one, K-State was about to get swept in this double dip there, but Grant Gallagher comes through with a big hit to push K-State past pesky Columbia last night, 2-1. After again blowing the first game, which you talked about, that will come out today. So that'll be the first thing that comes out today. And then I'm going to hear in a bit record women's tennis there as well. But, yeah, that was stunning. That was stunning to come home. I did not see the first game. And I had to double check that there as well. But it's nice to see this team, you know, break a three. They snapped a three-game losing streak. They were so that they need to do that. And they need now to and Columbia's kind of made a statement in this series there. They're not going away. So, it'll be interesting to see how Game 3 goes later on this afternoon at Twin Family Stadium. And remember, this is the first home series. So, you come home, fans excited. All right, our team is doing well right now. And you come home to fall to a team that was winless at that moment in time. Of course, Columbia stole Game 1, 9-8. We talked about that a little bit in the first postcast. So, that will come out today. But, Pete Hughes, we do have something on Pete Hughes here, on a press release on him here, on this doubleheader. I didn't have anything because I recorded that straight with no notes, for exception of the box scores. But anyways, Pete Hughes, head coach Pete Hughes, after this doubleheader yesterday, which K-State split, quote, "It's difficult to beat somebody twice in one day. We found that out firsthand, but we need to play." And go continues on here. "I thought it was a productive day. And look, I'm frustrated. You want to win every single game. We had our opportunities to win in that first game, but Columbia threw two really good arms at us," end quote. I got an issue with that. Look, hey, the blame is on yourself. You were up in that ball game. Look, you really, honestly, you should have taken this series or swept that doubleheader. Honestly. And luckily it wasn't swept the other way. first off, you gotta get Columbia all the credit. They're pushing this K-State baseball team. One, and look, I still haven't looked at their last year's record And maybe for the third game, I'll have that for you there as well, because like this team was 0-3, and I'm looking at this right like, damn, they should take care of this business. But we all should know better. Baseball is a weird sport. Really all sports are weird at some point, where you think you can win it on paper, but again, you gotta go out and perform. You can do all this stuff. I mean, be fast and all that other stuff, but when it comes down to the big day, baby, you gotta be ready to perform. And if you're not on that day, I've seen this too many times. I know I've been through this plenty of times. You ain't ready, then hey, you know, it's on you. Is that all? And you hear professional athletes, you know, from football to running marathons to running ultras. Now you do all this training, you be set up for good all this, but when it goes down, the big day goes down, you ain't up to par. That's gonna suck ass. I've been there way too many times. And for this team, yeah, you're the better team, but you gotta come and perform, and you gotta give Columbia all the credit in the world right there. As they really pushed K-State there. They led this ball game, by the way. We'll get to the box score in a minute. And more on Hughes. Oh, my bad. Excuse me. My goodness. More on Hughes here from the doubleheader yesterday there, as K-State ended up barely getting by. But, hey, at the end of the day, you split. And now you have the opportunity to take this series away from Columbia later on this afternoon at Taunton Family Stadium. Quote, but the positives for our program, I love resiliency and I love bouncing back after a loss. We play great at home. We want to win every game at home. We want to win our home opener, and we did not. You bounce back 45 minutes later. There's no other sport like it where you have to bounce back 45 minutes later and play another game. Our kids did a great job with that, and they hung in there when they had a chance to win a game. They did. They executed. We got our bunts down, and we got a big hit from Grant Gallagher. End quote. Yeah, man. So again, yeah, you want to win. You want to protect home field. Everybody, hey, all sports, hey, even the normal average runner, I tell you, we want to perform well in front of everybody, okay? Because you're comfortable there. You should. And this team, yeah, we've documented it ever since I started this podcast. This K-State baseball plays well at home, and we've seen it against ranked opponents come in there to Taunton in a fall to K-State. we've covered many upsets on here, and I'm pretty sure we'll cover more this year. this team got a shot, but you just can't give away games like you get in game one, where you can't. That's an excuse. I didn't like that. Well, I'm reading it, but look, just fresh from reading that. You got to find a way to take care of win those games. 5-0 right there. James Gaetti in a game one. You know, great start from him, and you can't finish the deal. Those type of losses could bite you in the ass if you're trying to fight for a NCAA tournament berth or something like that. But I know we're 11 games in, but hey, this baseball could be going by pretty quick there as well here, as we do take a look at the box score. Yeah, and Columbia, for a majority of this game, led 1-0. Eddie Greer, Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is, but, however, K-State pulls it out 2-1 over Columbia in game two after getting upset in the first game there, as Columbia brought the offense in the first game but shut down in the second game, as they led 1-0, and then the bottom of the eighth inning, Grant Gallagher time there with a big hit there to score the tie and the eventual winning runs to cross the plate at Taunton Family Stadium to win this ball game there. A pitching duel in the second game there, as how about that? So K-State wins it despite getting out hit by Columbia in this game. So yeah, Columbia, yeah, so K-State is very fortunate to not get swept in that doubleheader now. The shoe's on the other foot. Now you have an opportunity to get the series win later on this afternoon. K-State, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Columbia, 1 run, 6 hits, and an error in this game. And you got to give this pitching stat, this starting pitching Carson Legit, excuse me, Carson Legit only went an inning in this game. He started it. Then Aaron Arnold, 2 2/3 innings pitched. He gave up the only run, 2 hits, a run given up, a walk, 4 strikeouts. There, Miles Smith, he also struck out 2. Columbia batters, walked 2 in 2 1/3 innings of working in. Billy Itch got credited for the win. 3 strong innings there as K-State bullpen bounced back themselves following blowing that lead there as well. So you needed to bounce back there as well. On the other end, for Columbia, Tomas Lopez, 7 strong. Again, Columbia gave K-State fit. So if the trend continues here, K-State needs to be up for this ballgame. 3 hits, a walk, struck out 3. Dan Mills got credit for the loss there, and Baylor Hicks went an inning there as, yeah, Dan Mills gave up the runs to K-State there. Was Grant Gallagher there has had a hot bat as of late for the Batcats in this game. And speaking of that, we'll go to the lineup right now. My guy Shantiro led off both games. He was hitless in this one. And so was D. Kennedy. And D. Kennedy hit cleanup. D. Kennedy 0-for-4. Micah Kendrick 1-for-4. Grant Gallagher 1-for-4. But that was that hit was a big one there. Without that hit, who knows? We might be sitting here talking a much more different story there. Columbia coming into K-State, taking the first 2 games. But instead, we're talking about a split. Big thanks to Grant Gallagher, and that was it. 3 cats got hits in this game. AJ Isagovasco had a big hit. Well, actually, AJ Isagovasco had a big day yesterday. Hit a home run yesterday, and he drove in like 4 runs, something like that total. He didn't drive any runs here, but he went two more hits for Isagovasco in game 2. So he's coming in rolling this afternoon in game 3. As well here. So man, these are some. So both of these games, by the way, 1-run games. We'll see if game 3 is any different there as well. Isagovasco, 12th career home run is correct. K-State yesterday, that came in game 1 there. So there's that. So the matinee at 1 o'clock. So this will be the first episode. Well, no, this will not be the first episode. So when this comes out tomorrow, because I'm going to have this come out tomorrow instead of today. So I know it's weird and all that other stuff. So I apologize for all that. But yeah, so the game 2 and the game 3 recaps. Now I'll record. Well, actually, hold up. So since I'm doing some prime time running later on after work, we're going to have to actually, yeah, game 2 and game 3. Recaps tomorrow. So that's the plan there. Men's basketball is later on this afternoon. And when y'all listen to this, we'll know hopefully K-State can get back on TCU on Senior Day. So you got that going on. And of course, we got the women's regular season finale tomorrow afternoon. So yeah, so that the third game, yeah, by the time I'm all done with work and running, yeah, I'll be able to record. Yeah, so that, yeah, so I'll just go ahead and knock that out there as well. So there you go. So by the time I listen to this, the series will be wrapped up, and we'll see what happens in game 3, which of course podcast is the 1 o'clock matinee. Usually it's on Sunday, but due to not so nice weather, they did a smart thing there, and let's go ahead. It's gonna be nice, and it's in this, do the final game final game today of the series. So right now, after 2 games, tough games for K-State, they find a way to etch out a split, and now they look to take the series, first home series, away from Columbia. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily, when you support Kansas State content, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And number 2, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. K-State wins it late yet again. Clutch hitting by Grant Gallagher pulls it out. K-State 2, Columbia 1. And K-State, by the way, now 7-4 heading into the series finale with Columbia here on Saturday afternoon. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.